right. Thank you for joining us again for Video Store Clerks. Hey, everybody. Working the store tonight, we have Patrick.
Oh, how you doing?
And Chuck McNasty.
How you doing?
How you doing? Conspicuous by his absence is Andrew, who won't be with us this week. Oh,
you'll be missed.
He'll be missed, but he'll be back
very well. Week. Yeah.
So what the hell? So we just had New Year's. Happy New Year. What did everybody watch this week?
Shit. I'll tell you what. I'll just go ahead and throw this out there that I sat and gave that new Matrix a watch, Resurrections.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. No, just don't fucking bother. if you want to feel like you just wasted 2 hours of your life, because I mean, like, you'll start watching and go, I already fucking seen this movie. This is the first fucking movie they did. And then it's like, oh, okay, hey, Neo, you're not the one now. Now you need Trinity so that you guys can be the one as a joint effort.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, that's right.
And it's just I guess had I not seen the first one, I might have watched this one and went, oh, okay. All right, sure. But no, it's just they're just like a cash grab and just, you know, pretty much just doing the first fucking movie all over again.
I think a lot of it has to do with like the nostalgia effect these days, because you know, yeah, a lot of stuff from back in the day, like, is coming back, and they're trying to put out more movies that we all, you know, knew and loved growing up, you know. Which, speaking, I mean, I was never a big Matrix fan, but you know.
Yeah.
Speaking of which, with nostalgia, I'm late to this party, but I finally watched the new Ghostbusters movie.
Oh, yeah, you're over me. I haven't seen it yet.
Oh, I fucking loved it. Check it out. Definitely.
I heard nothing but good things.
Yeah, it was really good. I watched it 3 times already.
What was it?
The new Ghostbusters.
Oh, shit. No, I'm dying to watch that shit. No, I had a little bit of a glitch for a second. Yeah, my bad.
Yeah, if you haven't seen it, definitely check it out. Like I said, we watched it 3 times already.
Fucking A, dude. I'm dying to watch that movie. I have heard, like, all my friends have said nothing but good things about it, and they all say, you're going to cry. And I'm like, I'm probably going to cry.
Yeah, I know what that cry part is. I remember, like, I mean, I watched too much shit not to be spoiled on it, so.
If they would have just done the movie that apparently they did now, mm-hmm, years ago, then Harold Ramis would have been able to be a part of it. And I, as a kid, I mean, dude, like, Egon was the coolest. He knew everything, you know. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah. So it's a real fucking bummer that he wasn't able to be a part of it. But yeah, I haven't watched it yet, man. I heard it's great though.
Yeah, I wonder if that's what it was, because remember, they teased us with that movie for a couple decades.
Oh, that's been around a long time.
Yeah, they were talking about doing that third one forever.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm just
like Gremlins.
They said it was going to come out. They said, for sure, we're doing it. It's going into production, da-da-da-da-da. And then all of a sudden, out of nowhere, they announced they were doing the one with all girls.
Mm-hmm.
And that was my problem with that movie. Because you said you were going to do this, and you gave us a reboot. It had nothing to do with it being an all-female cast.
Right.
It had to do with you said you were going to give us this, and you gave us another fucking stupid reboot. We wanted the sequel.
It's like, right. I mean, it's like, what's a good example? It's like, all right, in a music stance. All right, bands, have you ever seen the band Tool live? No. Any band that opens for them... Because I've seen them a couple of times. Any band that opens for them, no matter how amazing. I saw Meshuggah open up for them. I saw Tomahawk open for them. It's fucking amazing. People don't give a shit. They want Tool. So it's like Ghostbusters. People, it wasn't the female aspect. They didn't give a shit. They wanted, you know, they wanted Dan Aykroyd. They wanted Bill Murray. Yeah. They wanted Ernie Hudson. You know what I mean? They wanted Harold Ramis.
And that's all. They wanted, you know, what they knew.
Exactly. What they've always known, and what we've always known, and what we've always wanted to have is more Ghostbusters. Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah, the 20. And Wells say that Chris Hemsworth was hilarious in that movie.
That's the highlight of that movie. I mean, if you don't watch it for any other reason, he's hysterical in that movie.
I've never seen the one they made with all the women.
Like, it wasn't bad. but it was just, like I said, it was just, that's not what we wanted.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, what about you, Chuck? What did you watch?
Shit. Well, I haven't really, it's been a crazy fucking week. I've been doing a lot. My son comes home after being gone for almost 3 weeks.
That's cool.
Here this weekend. And I've been trying to get things taken care of and whatever around here.
Man, it's been 3 weeks.
Almost, it's going to be 3 weeks at the end of this week. And it's been craziness around here. And I still have not gotten everything accomplished I need accomplished. So it's been nuts. So I haven't really, I've basically just been getting stoned and drunk and then going to sleep whenever I go to sleep. And then it's been miserable. No, it hasn't been miserable. I'm not going to say that. It's actually been pretty relaxing, you know? I have watched a lot of TV. I did watch a couple of cool things. One, I watched this really awesome, my favorite rap group of all time is Cypress Hill. Okay, I mentioned them when we were talking beforehand. They recently put out a graphic novel.
Oh, really?
And yeah, about the, you know, how the band or how the group got to where they are. And I've been dying to read it. Well, they came out on YouTube. They came out with a live reading of it. Be Real. He does a podcast, and they did a whole live reading of the whole thing. And they have all the screenshots of all the panels and everything. And it's actually really cool. I can't remember. It's just look up Cypress Hill graphic novel. It was a lot of fun. It was cool to watch. It's only an hour and 15 minutes, and I wish it would have been longer. Because I absolutely love Cypress Hill. Okay. I'm a rocker guy through and through, but I love me some rap music when it comes down to it. And Cypress Hill is, they are the kings. Okay. A lot of people love Wu-Tang. I love Cypress Hill.
So we'll Run DMC.
Hey, run DMC, man. They're legends. Like, you know, but Cypress Hill was one of those that my stepdad got me into. And because the reason was, is I started smoking weed and he was like, you need to hear this then. So, you know, that's how that got started. But anyway, the second thing I watched was a really interesting documentary miniseries on Netflix called Murder Mountain.
No, go ahead. I was just I noticed that. I've skipped over it, but I was going to come back around to it. I haven't seen it yet. Go ahead.
Well, going back to Cypress Hill again. I watched the interview with B Real on Steve-O's show, you know, Steve-O from Jackass.
Right.
And it was, they Steve-O had mentioned this documentary called Murder Mountain on Netflix, about the marijuana industry. It was, I guess it's in Colorado somewhere. I can't remember the fucking state, but there's a whole bit of murder. Like there's murder and mayhem all surrounding marijuana. And, it's a pretty interesting documentary. It's kind of sad. This dude goes out to the Murder Mountains to do work with marijuana, cannabis, and he doesn't return. He ends up dying, and it's kind of a whole mystery thing, and it's interesting. And that's all I can think of. And I Dexter, the new Dexter thing, which is cool,
which is actually pretty good. Like, it actually turned out pretty good. I've been digging it.
Yeah. All right. Cool. I'm not the only one. Good. I'm enjoying it a lot. I haven't watched the newest episode. I'm hoping to watch that at some point this evening.
Yeah. Cause that whole last season, which has been, God, like 8 years, I think.
I don't want to think about it.
Yeah. It was just horrible. Like, the whole, like, everybody complained about the last episode, the finale. And I was like, the whole season sucked. Out of all the
weird
ways that show could have went, that's what you went with?
And that's why they brought it back. Because it needs a better ending. But I never understood. Like, I mean, spoiler here, okay? If you haven't watched all of Dexter yet, just skip through or go watch it and then come back to this. but the fact is, because I don't give a fuck. If the movie or show has been out for fucking years now, you haven't seen it and everybody else has, that's your own fucking problem.
Yeah, exactly.
But you know, okay, like the end of Dexter, Dexter takes a boat with him and his sister who's dying in the hospital. And he puts her underwater and there's a huge fucking hurricane coming and all this shit. And there's no way in fuck anybody would have lived through that.
And it's like, by the way, he hauled Deborah out. He just walked right out of that hospital.
Yep.
Hauling her body. And nobody said
it wasn't an issue.
Hey, let me hold the door for you.
When he was in that interrogation room with the killer, with a brain surgeon or whatever, and he stabs him with a pen while Batista and Quinn are watching. Quinn, by the way, was the one that almost closed in on him a couple years ago. He was putting it all together, I think, during the Trinity season.
Yeah. Oh, which was the best season.
Series three or four, Quinn was closing in on him. And he just stood there and watched him kill this guy. And they were like, oh, it's cool.
Yeah. Oh, it's just a good fucking show. I've always loved the idea of it. It's just, oh, it's so good.
So after season four, I think is when it's kind of tampered off a little bit. Cause the season with John Lithgow was amazing.
You can't beat John Lithgow.
Even the one with Jim Smits was good.
Yeah. Oh fuck! I almost forgot. That's that
was two.
Season three. Three. Yeah.
It's like so. Any actor that hasn't been around a whole lot, or has disappeared for a while, would walk in there and just like knock that shit out of the park, and all of a sudden.
Oh yeah! Like I honestly, something that me and my stepdad talked about years ago was it'd be really cool to see Mr. Belding from Saved by the Bell play like a really nasty motherfucker. You know what I mean? I wish they could have gotten, I wish they would have got Dennis Haskins. Okay.
Zach, to my office.
Yeah, right. Like he was such a nice guy. You always felt bad when he got like played by the kids. But it's like, it'd be great. Yeah. It would have been great to see him play something disgusting and mean.
Right.
Something like that. I think Jimmy Smits at the time was just coming off Star Wars. And he kind of didn't do anything for a while. Then he popped up on this show and everybody was like, oh, shit.
See, Jimmy Smits, though, when I think of him, I think of just, you know, NYPD Blue back in the day. Like, that was my shit. Dennis Franz and shit, man. My dad works at an ABC affiliated network, so it was always on. It was always something that was talked about, and I fell in love with NYPD Blue. And Jimmy Smits was great. Tommyknockers, he was the best. He was one of the best things of that whole mini series, man. So big up to Jimmy Smits.
Damn right. There you go.
What about you, Dave?
Well, other than Ghostbusters, pretty much since New Year's Eve, my wife has had on the Golden Girls.
That's fantastic.
Of course, we lost Betty White right on New Year's.
Right.
Fucking goddamn it, right?
It's weird going back and watching these shows as an adult. Like, a lot of the jokes you didn't understand. Like, I
remember, right, yeah.
Probably a year or two ago, we went back and watched all the Married with Children's.
Oh, yeah.
I was laughing my ass. Like, I could not stop laughing. I was fucking dying.
It's like, how the fuck did I watch this shit when I was younger? Yeah,
because I was on when I was like 10, 11, 12.
Yeah. So I was younger.
I didn't get, but going back and watching it as an adult, like, I was dying.
Yeah, but I went through puberty because
Ed O'Neill's an absolute treasure.
Oh, yeah. Oh, Ed O'Neill's great. Modern Family, come on.
You can find compilations of him on YouTube where it's just him insulting the customers in the shoe store.
Yeah, I've seen that.
Oh my God, it's too funny.
A wildebeest walks into the shoe store today. Yeah.
I don't know, Peg.
And he will call Marcy a little chicken.
Oh yeah. Man, that's gotta be like one of the best shows of like all time. I mean, it's so un-PC, it makes me happy.
Because the Cosby Show was really big when that came out. And that was like the total opposite of the Cosby Show.
Yeah.
Yeah. And not to mention the fact that Ed O'Neill wasn't a piece of shit like Bill Cosby, apparently. So, hey.
Yeah, come to find out.
Dr. Oxtopus likes to make medicine with his ice cream.
Yeah, it was like seeing the middle class family.
Right, yeah.
Which
I was a Cosby
fan. It was like Roseanne.
Oh, I love Roseanne.
Seen every episode, and it's still funny.
still great. It's still great. John Goodman. I mean, fuck, man. You kidding me?
I always think of him from Revenge of the Nerds.
Yeah, you're right. Well, I think of him from that, and I also think of him from Raising Arizona.
Oh, that's a fantastic movie. I love that movie.
It's on YouTube for free, I found out.
Yeah, and of course, Lebowski.
Oh, I was just going to say the big
one. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Fuck yeah. Yeah.
Hearing him drop those F-bombs. There's no reason. There's no fucking reason.
I can get you a toe, man. I can get you a toe right now. What time is it? I can get you a toe.
Walter, what is this, man? That's my dirty laundry, dude.
Yeah.
What are you doing? They're going to kill this poor girl. I love it.
Like, the Big Lebowski is like such a, like, everybody either loves that movie or fucking can't stand it.
I think it's the greatest comedy ever. I think it really is like the embodiment of the perfect comedy in a lot of ways.
Yeah.
Next to Cheech and Chong, Jump and Smoke. Right. Yeah. Yeah. Shut the fuck up, you're out of your element. About all I was saying, dude.
I'm just saying.
Like,
dude,
it was great.
I'm just saying.
I mean, there were so many great people and there were so many great moments in that fucking
movie. The Jesus.
Now, well, okay. Now, actually, this is what I was getting ready to comment on. Now, you know that movie came out about just him, right? The Jesus?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So
it's John Turturro.
Yeah. Here's what a lot of people don't seem to want to take in to the account that the Jesus was a pedophile.
Right.
Yeah, like, he had to go from door to door.
Yeah, why? I'm sorry. I'm not going to watch a movie about that. Fuck him. That character was fucking horrible. And everybody just fucking, no, fuck that. Fuck that. It was funny for that movie. For them to make a whole other movie about a fucking pedophile, I'm good. I'm not going to laugh about that.
Did they cover that? I mean, I guess you didn't watch it. I want to say that I thought I watched it, but I have no recollection of like anything about the movie. So I probably never watched it.
Yeah, like I think I started it, but I think I kind of got bored in it and turned it. I don't remember. It was like when it first came out.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Let's just move on from that one.
Okay, there we go. Moving on.
We don't want to talk about sad things on this show.
Yeah, fuck right. That. No, this is a funny show. We're a fucking guys. We're a comedy team. We're great, right? We're like SCTV, but not.
Oh, hey, did you?
I saw a mockumentary on Netflix called "Death to 2021."
Right. I was wondering about that.
That was really funny. I dug it.
I'm gonna have to watch that then, just because you said that.
It was pretty funny.
Hell yeah. Yeah, fuck 2021. I mean, come on. Yeah, that's like when it comes down to it, nothing. There was nothing really that good about 2021.
Like, do you think people will look back on these couple years? You know how like we look back on the years when we were kids, like so fondly, but it really wasn't that great. I mean, like the Reagan years, and then there was the riots in LA and all those things that Do you think people will look back on these couple years finally like we do?
Well, I think that the Corona years, as we'll call the box set years later, I think that they'll be kind of looked at as like the Depression. Like, you know, it's like people talk about like, oh, the Depression times. Da, 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 da. I think the whole coronavirus thing, I think, you know, with jobs being scarce and whatever, that, you know, when everybody got shut down, I think it's going to be like seen as another depression. Does that make sense?
Oh yeah, it does. Absolutely.
You know, like, I mean, my now ex-girlfriend, like she, you know, she worked in the food business, and, I saw firsthand how that shit went, and it was pretty depressing. So for Corona to be called coronavirus time period, it could be the next depression in a lot of ways. Yeah.
Every time I see years, I think of RoboCop.
Wanted dead or alive, you're coming with me.
I buy that for a while. Such a good movie.
Oh, dude, RoboCop 2 was the best. Are you kidding me?
That was the one where they had the fucking narc. What was it called? The shit they put in your neck?
Narcan?
It was something like that.
It was Nuke. That's what it was. Yeah. 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 Because when I was a kid, I was like, why are they putting lipstick to their neck?
Is that the one where the bad guy, he gets killed early on and then his conscience is downloaded into.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Okay.
Now, was that the character that Red from 70s Show played?
Well, he was in the first one.
Yeah.
He was he was the main gang leader in the first one.
Yeah,
I don't remember.
It's been years since seen this movies. Yeah,
he'll always be Clarence Boddicker to me. Everyone calls him Red, but he's Clarence Boddicker.
Yeah. Oh, he's a great actor.
He'll put a foot in your ass.
He'll put a foot in your ass. That's right.
Yeah.
Yep. Gary is fucking that movie
too. Dumbass.
Like when the hero gets killed so fucking brutally in the first 20 minutes.
Oh, he just shoot his fucking hand off.
And that was the R-rated version.
That for the time, that was pretty graphic.
The RoboCop movies, man. Yeah.
When the Ed 209 blows that guy away in the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I remember freaking out the first time I saw it because I'd never seen it like that before when I was a kid. Yeah. I mean, I think I was 7 years old when that movie came out.
Oh, sorry.
Go on. No, go ahead.
I was going to say, I actually just thought about it. I actually just got a copy, a VHS copy of RoboCop 2. I'm going to watch that shit later.
A VHS copy?
Yep, I'm a VHS guy. Well, I got my VHS room.
Video store.
What?
We do work in a video store. We got VHS data.
That's right. That's right.
I have these because of my wife. They're not mine, but through my wife, we have copies of Star Wars: The Original Trilogy on LaserDisc.
Oh, I got
that. Oh, God.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, I mean the vintage shit.
Yeah, I never opened.
Holy shit!
Plastic. I mean, there's no way I could play them. I wouldn't know how to, but I mean the sleeve art alone is fantastic. So
funny story about LaserDiscs. I had a friend who got everything he wanted growing up. You know how you had those friends that had everything that you wanted? I had a couple of buddies, and one of them is his family got him a copy of Terminator 2 on LaserDisc, and we thought it was just so fucking cool. It's like, oh man, like you got like a record, but you watch movie, blah blah blah. As he went to open his LaserDisc, like the actual player, a drunk relative fell into it and smashed it.
Oh
shit.
That sucks.
Yeah. Yeah. I was actually there for that. It was a couple of days after Christmas, and it was kind of funny. I was like, holy shit, dude. Because the whole thing was, he's like, I got Terminator 2 finally. I got it on LaserDisc. I'm like, oh, that's the badass, man. We're going to watch it. Yeah, yeah, yeah. All right, cool. I'll be over like after my family's thing. All right, cool. And his drunk relative, I was an uncle or somebody, and they were like, oh, I can do this, blah, blah, blah. And they fell like they kneeled down and crushed it with their knee. And his parents were like, we don't have a guarantee on that. We can't take it back.
Damn.
It was bad. I think it was one of their friends actually sold it to him. So it was like, yeah, it was bad.
Yeah. LaserDisc.
But hey, LaserDisc. LaserDisc.
Yeah, they were basically giant CDs. They looked like CDs, but they were the size of old school records.
Mm-hmm.
And
yes.
It just never caught on. Because the quality of the movie was insane. It was like Blu-ray quality, but they were so insanely expensive that just nobody bought them, and they didn't rent them out in the video stores, so it just kind of died.
Yeah.
I didn't know anybody that had one.
Yeah, apparently I don't either. It got fucked up. Like, my mom...
That's a sound, by the way. Nobody's really doing anything.
Well, the thing is, my mom had a friend who she lived with her parents, and they were really rich. They had a theater in their basement.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah, like, I mean, they had seats and everything. So, like, whenever I would go over there, whenever mom and her were, like, doing whatever, like, it was, you know, time to watch movies, you know what I mean? Like, oh, all right, we're going to watch. I want to watch Night of the Comet. I want to watch Ghoulies, you know, whatever. And it blew my mind. They had Laserdisc. They had Laserdisc. It was around the time DVDs were really, like, getting big. DVDs had just kind of started coming out. But they had VHSs and anything I wanted. They had a whole fucking library. And, yeah, that was the only people that I knew that had that many Laserdiscs and actually watched them.
Yeah, that was the other thing, too. Did they have a player, but did they actually watch it?
Yes.
Not many people did.
No, they didn't. But it's so, I don't know. It's weird thinking about, like, back then.
Yeah, sometimes companies bank on a technology being the next big thing. And a lot of times it's not.
Well, it's like Sega Game Gear. Sega Game Gear was better quality, better picture, whatever, when it came down to
it. Was color was the big thing.
Yeah. But it also took twice as the, a couple of more batteries than you had in a Game Boy and all that shit. And it was also bigger than a Game Boy. And it never took on. I wish I still had mine. Fuck.
Me too. I had one. It was fucking sweet.
I had Terminator 2, actually, on Game Gear.
I remember I always plugged mine into the wall because it took like 6 to 8 AA batteries or some shit.
It took 8 batteries.
Yeah, it ate them up in like 2 minutes. So you'd be in the middle of a game and it would just turn black.
Oh, yeah, no. My mom was real pissed about that shit. She would fill it up with fucking like, all right, brand new batteries. All right, whatever. I'd be having to go with her to a work thing or something, and that was supposed to keep me busy. And then, like, within, like, 30, 40 minutes, I've played that fucking game like nothing, and batteries were done. Hey, Mom? Hey, Mom. I know you're on this important phone call. Hey, Mom, I know you're in this important meeting.
But can you buy me 2 more packs of fucking AA batteries?
Yeah, can you leave on your, your job, like, 2 minutes to go to the store? I mean, is it that much to ask?
I'm going to lose. I can't save my game, Dad. I'm going to lose. I need batteries.
Yeah, couldn't save
game. Yeah. Yeah.
It was all or nothing.
Right.
I made it to the end of Bonk's Adventure one time, and that motherfucking screen went black. Gone forever.
Shit. The only games I had for Game Gear were, I had Terminator 2, which is my favorite. My sister, who was very little, got to pick a game. She had the Lion King game, and that actually was a lot of fun. It was, I wish, as a stoner now, I wish I had that game now. Like, the visuals in that were great.
Wasn't it like Aladdin? Aladdin was a great side-scrolling Disney game as well.
Oh, shit. Yeah, that was a good game. I played that on, was it Super Nintendo?
I'm not sure. It might have been for both. It's hard to remember. I know I had both. But
you got too close to the camels and they spit on you.
Yeah. And you were constantly jumping up and grabbing, poles and shit and like swinging up and going levels and stuff. You're going through the bazaar. Shit.
It's like what's that fucking like Assassin's Creed? Aladdin was the original Assassin's Creed.
Exactly. It's a whole new world.
A whole new world.
Don't you dare close your eyes.
My God.
Never seen it.
You ever seen Aladdin?
No, I've never seen it.
It's a good movie.
Oh, dude, Aladdin's great. That's Robin Williams is a genie. Come on. Mm-hmm. Not Will Smith. Right, yeah. Robin Williams.
Right.
I remember my favorite one was always the Robin Hood.
Yes. No, I love that one. That and Sora. Yeah. Yeah, that was that. I as a kid growing up, I always loved that one. That one and Sword in the Stone.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Always.
Oh, it's, my wife loves that movie.
Yeah, she's got good taste.
I used to watch them all the time.
I can't remember. When we're down at Disney, not next week, the week after, and we're staying at the cabins. They do a beach night, I guess, down on the one of the campgrounds or some shit. And it's either Sword in the Stone they're playing or Black Cauldron. It's one or the other.
Oh shit, that's cool.
Mm.
You know, if we had a Facebook page,
Dave,
you know, you could stream that shit for a minute. That'd be kind of cool.
Right. Yeah. Oh, well, maybe we will by then. It's two weeks out. So
they're trying to tell me something.
No, nothing at all, Dave. Wink, wink, nudge, nudge.
Right. Hey, so Chuck, I gave that, I went ahead and I was like, you piqued my interest and I watched that Take Shelter movie.
Oh shit. Yeah. 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 What'd you think?
Oh, I really liked it, man. I did. And, I mean, I don't know if Dave saw it or not. I don't want to go and say much. So, but
go ahead.
Okay. All right.
I watched Mars Attacks that night.
Okay.
Such a good one. But go on. All right. Take Shelter. Yeah.
I mean, it's still the one thing that sticks with me, and I keep asking myself, is that could his daughter hear what he was hearing and no one else hearing it?
I thought that too.
Go ahead.
No, I was just saying, I thought that too.
I mean, it occurred to me at the end of the movie when they're at the beach and she looks up, and it was like, and then I was like, I started thinking back to all the hand gestures about it's thunder you hear and all that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I was kind of like, oh man, it's like, that's so bizarre that he's saying that he's hearing things that other people aren't hearing, and his daughter is deaf. And then all his dreams, his hallucinations and whatnot, it's always like, most of the time it's him and his daughter trying to get away. And that's how the movie, I don't know. It's just, I don't know. It's just the one thing. It's like, I thought it was a great movie. It really was.
It's a very underrated movie. I'm so glad that you enjoyed it, because it's one of those that, like, you mention it and no one ever knows what you're talking about. And every time that I've been like, you need to watch this fucking movie, and same reaction, like, this was a good movie. Like, I love the story of it, though. It really showed the fact of, like, you know, you might think you got crazy neighbors, you know, but they might have a point about some shit.
Exactly. You know?
It's like, oh, it's like, you know, I, you know, coming from a small town, my whole life, you know, I can definitely, like, that whole area, that everything about that movie reminded me of where I grew up, and which was in a little town of Winchester, Kentucky, or as I like to call it, Shitchester, Kentucky. I'm so clever. I'm so ridiculous. But, you know, I can see, you know, the crazy guy running into, you know, I remember going to, like, different socials and things of that nature. Not social media, kids. Okay. When people had socials and they went to different things and went to different parties, they had ice cream socials, they had, you know, all that kind of shit. And I could, you know, I remember there were times growing up, there was those crazy dudes that would run in and be like, the end of the world's coming. And everybody would be like, what? What are you saying to me right now? And I related to the movie a little bit.
Yeah.
It's like, it's one of those movies that just kind of snuck by everybody.
Yeah, no, I really did. I really did. It's a good one. I mean, it really is. Michael Shannon, I mean, dude, the guy is a great actor. I can't remember the movie he was in. It was a couple of years ago, where he played a drug dealer. But he also had he was somebody else in the movie. I won't say what it was, but I can't remember the fucking movie was. And come to find out, he's more of like the character of the drug dealer than anything else he's ever played. You watch him in interviews, that guy is a complete stoner. Like, completely. He seems half out of it at the time. Which playing, you know, the Iceman, you know, playing Richard Kuklinski and stuff, you wouldn't think that, you know. Take Shelter. He just acts like, you know, somebody I'd run into the, you know, Speedway, you know, down the road. You know what I mean?
I'd like, be talking to that guy out front, like it. He'd be pull up and we bullshit about the weather. So you just were. I mean, I had cornfield out back, so I mean that's
right.
That's like that's my fucking neighbor. That guy's my fucking neighbor.
Yeah, that's why like, you know, growing up and even to this day, I don't. If somebody I know, whatever, comes up to me and says like, "Hey, I saw this," or "This is what's going to happen," I'm not going to put him as crazy. Like, I believe in the supernatural. I believe in fucked up shit. I've seen enough and been through enough to know that I don't really know what's going on. I know something fucked up's going on. And, you know, some of those guys, man, they know what they're talking about. And it's kind of fucked up. And movies like this kind of just brings that more to public view of like, hey, maybe pay attention to your neighbor. Pay attention to your friends that are like, hey, I've got a bad feeling about something. Because how many times have we watched something or heard something from this celebrity that died or this person, this news that died or whatever, where everybody goes, I should have done something. They gave me all the warning signs. And when somebody's like, I think I have a huge UFO coming down in my cornfield and they're going to eat my entire family, then maybe. Maybe, just maybe, they might take into account that shit might be getting wrong. You know?
That was nasty.
I mean, it's the truth. That was what?
That was nasty's rant for the night.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. We still got a few minutes, right? I get at least one. All right, good. I love this show.
You had about 5 or 6 last week.
Yeah, I was a drunk ass. I'm sorry.
Oh, hey, you weren't the only one. I skipped the hangover the next morning. I woke up drunk. I was getting ready for work, going to the drunk. I picked the guy up on the way to work drunk. I don't even know when I sobered up.
That night, I had not eaten, and you can actually hear on the episode when I say, "How is this pint already gone?" Because I chugged the fucking thing on the show. I got a fucking half pint after the show, and then I went to Frankfurt, which is about an hour or so away from here. Don't remember it much. I didn't drive. I was with a friend, for the record, and went to pick up another friend. I had a few more shots there, and then on the way back, I fell asleep, and then before I knew it, I was home. That was after our last show. I have not drank in like 3 days, and tonight I was like, you know, it's a special occasion because I love this show. I have a pint here I've been sipping on and some Coors Light because that's what matters to me is my sobriety.
Well said.
It's podcast night. I get away with it. Yeah.
Well, with that in mind, it's about time for us to clock out here already.
Wow, that went quick.
What's everybody got going on? Plug your shit. Plug away. That's what she said.
Well, I almost said it to a woman at Kroger earlier. I really almost did. I was checking out, and I was getting a bunch of stuff, and the woman. The woman next to me that works there, she was at the little inn thing on your self-checkout thing. And she said something. I can't remember what it was. And in my head, I was just like, that's what she said. That's what she said. That's what she said. And then I looked at her. I was like, that's what she said. And she was like, have a good day.
I could just.
It was great. Oh no! It's you probably can. It's horrible. I'm so awkward around people. Everybody thinks I'm scary.
You're misunderstood.
I'm like Frankenstein's monster. Okay.
Unique is the word I get a lot.
Well, there we go. Unique. Which is basically Frankenstein's monster.
Yeah. Ah! Oh, in the spirit of Andrew, we'll plug we'll plug Dream State Nightmare.
Yes.
His first album dropped. It's available on Bandcamp. Hey, drop him $6. You get the whole album for $6. This is his first. It's his first album. Good stuff. He worked his ass off on it. So check him out. Dream State Nightmare.
Fuck yeah. He's got some cool good shit going on right now. So good vibes out to him completely.
But Chuck has like 50,000 things going on.
No, yeah, kind of.
Well, that's cool. That's cool though. You're gonna see your son. That's awesome.
Yeah, that's a big thing right now is my kids coming home a day earlier than supposed to. So that's one thing. My band Bastard Sons of a Judas Goat, if you have not been to our Facebook page or Spotify page or YouTube page or whatever the fuck, check us out. We're a two-piece sludge doom atmospheric band. The slogan that goes along with us that's been given to us by three different people at three different shows was that we are atmospheric as fuck. So we've been working on some stuff. We got a show in Indiana in April. So you can go to our page and you'll be able to see all the information for that. Tell us from the podcast /2G1C. There's all kinds of stuff going on with those every Friday night. Check it on Facebook or YouTube. Nasty Nation and Graveyard Talk on Anchor. We're a little behind on some shit. There's been a lot going on. And so you can check us out there. We're also on Spotify and Apple Podcasts.
All the podcasts from there.
What else? Oh, working on my first rap EP. There's something fun.
Are you?
Yeah. So there's something interesting that many people would be very shocked to know. And there was oh yeah. Tell us on the podcast 2G1C. We are collaborating with a few people and putting out a comic book. Which is in the style of the old EC comics and Tales from the Crypt. That'll be out in February. So more information when that comes in. But so far so good. It's coming out from Cutthroat Publishing. And it's gonna be awesome. From what I've seen, it's gonna be fantastic. It's gonna be amazing. So everybody should check it out. And that's I don't know. Was there anything else that I should have? No, maybe not. No, it's cool. That's it. That does it right now. Sorry, I'm so full of myself. I love me. I love you guys. Thank you for putting up my ass.
I love you, Chuck. Superstar.
But either me or Andrew might have to get about that company that's publishing your book because he's doing the same thing. I'm working with him.
Oh yeah,
comic book.
That's cool.
I'm still I'm getting the hang of the mechanics of it.
Yeah, it took me a minute because we on 2G1C, Tell Us the Podcast, whatever, we all wrote our own stories for it. And I write horror stories on a regular, but this was different. It's weird. It's different writing for a comic book because you're like, okay, in this panel, this happens.
Yeah.
In this panel, this happens.
Yeah, it's very different than anything I've ever done.
And I'm
like trying to get the panels right, the artwork, where you want the balloons to be, where do you want the text, you know, it's it's trial and error.
Yeah. So hopefully the artist we have, Drew, she's pretty badass. And from what I've seen of all her stuff, it's going to be awesome. It's going to be a good thing. So when it comes out. Oh, also, I'm going to be that guy real quick. I've been talking to a lady lately, and some good news happened to her today. So I just want to say that I'm going to take a shot for you, Rita, right now. And if anybody else out there has a shot, take one for her. That's all. I'm good.
Beautiful. Well, on that note, kids, we're going to clock out, and we'll see you next week in the video store.
Fucking A.
I'm Dave Happy Robinson. Trails.
I'm Patrick. Happy trails.
I'm Chuck Nasty.
Thanks again for tuning in. We'll see you next week in the video store.